this has already happened in Belfast and Ireland, where the TIA have funded the replacement of the lights. But what has happened now is these lights are very efficient energy-wise, but they actually focus on one part of the footpath, and the lights in Belfast and Ireland are staggered, which means each light has to light both sides of the road. And because of these LED lights now, they're actually just shining down on one part. So every other light, there's a lot of dark spots within the town itself, and it is very dangerous for pedestrians.
While they have been replaced with different bulbs, you're actually calling for a complete overhaul of the street lighting system.
Yes, there is a particular problem within Belfast and Ireland. Most people would have remarked it, that the lights, as I say, the lampposts are actually staggered, and each light has to light both sides of the road. And this worked reasonably well with the old yellow lights, because the lights shone all over the place. They were very inefficient. But the idea was that those light both sides of the street. These new LED lights are more inclined to just light immediately below them. So they won't be able to light the footpath on the other side of the road. Also, within Belfast and Ireland, I believe the lamps themselves were set too high. They're set up on ornamented black lampposts, and they're extremely high, and they don't have the same lighting of the footpath as, say, the new stainless steel poles that you'd see up. And also, when these light poles were first put up, there was a number of them that weren't erected at the time for one reason or another. So there is an urgent need to review it. And since the new LED lights have come in, quite a few pedestrians have said that it's very, very dangerous. A lot of dark spots within the town. And you've also the opportunity for antisocial behaviour, never mind the safety of pedestrians walking on the footpaths, which some of them are not in great condition, these footpaths. So you do need to be able to see where you're walking.
And in the interim, are pedestrians' lives at risk here?
Well, look, certainly there's a possibility if someone, elderly or anybody else, wants to go down the street and go from one lit area into another, and there's a dark area in between, like anything is possible.